Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom delivered with a side of caffeine and real talk. Ever feel like you're living in a hurricane of TDoS, deadlines, and notifications? Like you're perpetually running on that hamster wheel of stress, just trying to keep up. We live in a world obsessed with doing, achieving, being constantly on. But what about finding those pockets of inner peace amidst all the chaos? What if I told you cultivating calm isn't some mystical, unattainable goal reserved for monks on mountaintops? It's a skill, my friends, a muscle you can train, and it starts right here, right now. Today we're diving into the power of inner peace and calmness, exploring 5 key takeaways that can transform your everyday experience. Think of this as your personal Stoic toolkit for navigating the ups and downs, the curveballs life throws your way. First up, acceptance is key. Ever heard the saying resistance is futile? Well, it's true, especially when it comes to our emotions and experiences. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react. Stoicism teaches us to accept things as they are, without judgment or resistance. When you accept what's happening, even the tough stuff, you create space for inner peace. It's like letting go of that white-knuckle grip on your steering wheel and allowing the car to flow with the road. Second, focus on what you can control. You know, those things that constantly nag at you, things you can't actually change. Maybe it's traffic, the weather, or someone else's opinion. Stop wasting precious energy worrying about those things. Stoicism encourages us to focus our attention on what we can control. Our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Think of your life like a garden. You can't control the rain, but you can choose what seeds you plant, how you water them, and how you tend to them. Third, practice mindfulness. Ever feel like you're living on autopilot, constantly checking emails, scrolling through social media, or just going through the motions? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chatter and truly experiencing the here and now. Take a few deep breaths, savor your morning coffee, notice the feeling of the sun on your skin. These small moments of mindfulness can add up to big changes in your sense of peace. Fourth, find your Stoic tribe. Being surrounded by supportive people who share similar values can be incredibly empowering. Connect with friends, family, or online communities that inspire you and encourage personal growth. Remember, even the wisest Stoics had mentors and peers who helped them on their journey. Finally, remember that it's a journey, not a destination. Cultivating inner peace is an ongoing process, not a one-time achievement. There will be days when you feel calm and collected, and days when stress and anxiety take over. The key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep coming back to these Stoic principles. Think about that time you were rushing around, completely frazzled, maybe you missed an important appointment or had a major meltdown in the checkout line. Sound familiar? I've definitely been there. But what if I told you, right at that moment, instead of letting stress take over, you could have taken a few deep breaths, acknowledged your feelings, and refocused on what was within your control, maybe politely asking for help or simply reprioritizing your to-do list? Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about recognizing them, understanding their triggers, and choosing how to respond in a way that brings you peace. So remember these key takeaways. Embrace acceptance, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, find your Stoic tribe, and remember that this is a journey, not a destination. Take a moment now, just pause the podcast and think about one small thing you can do today to cultivate more inner peace in your life. Maybe it's taking a 5-minute walk outdoors, practicing a few minutes of meditation, or simply being more present during a conversation with a loved one. These seemingly small acts can make a world of difference. Remember, friends, cultivating inner peace is an investment in yourself, a gift you give to your mind, body, and soul. And when you feel calm and centered, everything else just seems to fall into place. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, one mindful moment at a time. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future episodes of Daily Stoicism, Power, Presence, and Perspective. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.